used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of LA. That's where he went.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, The Dad's Point of View. We are talking with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, and we've been talking about dating as a single parent. And I asked Dr. Jennifer a question that I actually don't even remember now. So, Dr. Weberman, you're the one with the mom moment, but right now I'm having a dad moment. Bring us back to where we were, please.
Well, you were telling me a personal story about how you were very honest and upfront with your boys about the fact that you were dating, and you were asking if that's sort of advisable or not. And, you know, my response to that is just like the time frame isn't cookie cutter, to tell or not to tell isn't cookie cutter. You have to consider your children's maturity, their age, and how much they've processed your new status as single. Because for some single parents, they've always been single. And for some, there's an end of a relationship. And so there's something that the children have had to adjust to that's new.
Ah,
so
all those things take into account. Very big point. That's a good point. Yes.
So if you feel that your children, I mean, you can't expect them to be excited, but if you feel that they're ready to handle the idea that you're considering other partners, then you can be honest with them. But make sure you adjust your expectations. You know, it's going to take time for your children to get used to the idea. They're going to have their own reactions. I've always been a huge advisor of being empathic and listening with an open heart to your children's thoughts and feelings. So if they have a bad reaction, just be prepared for that.
That's
and
a good point,
be compassionate
too.
Towards it. Don't try to change their mind. It took you X amount of time to get used to your new status. They have to have time to catch up to you.
You know, it's interesting. What most divorced men go through, I think, especially if they have young girls, is that the kids have a much harder time with them going out, especially the young girls, because especially if they have some fantasy that the parents are going to get back together. So I think that makes it much more complicated for a variety of reasons. My ex-wife, my boy's mother, was not that present a parent while we were married. And I had already quit my job to become a stay-at-home dad. So our roles were sort of reversed. So my boys didn't have the expectation that we were going to get back together. And while they certainly missed their mom, it wasn't the same as if it had been she had been the stay-at-home parent. So for me, it was easier. But I think in many situations, there's a lot of hope that mom and dad will get back together. And one parent's absence is a lot more felt if that was the primary parent. So I think the key thing that you're saying is every circumstance is different. Use some of these things that we're talking about as benchmarks, but you have to know your own kids. And if you don't know, seek outside counsel.
Oh, absolutely. If your child is harboring that fantasy that you're going to get back together with a parent that there's just absolutely no chance of that happening, then that needs to be a focus, helping that child make peace with that. Because when you start dating, it's the death of that fantasy.
Exactly.
And
really in many cases,
we've
sure all heard
tools.
Of the kids that try to sabotage the new dates.
Of course.
You remember the remake of The Parent Trap? I mean, that was like classic.
I love that movie. I absolutely love that movie. I cry when I watch that movie.
Yeah, but I cry when I look at Lindsay Lohan then and think of her now.
I know. That's an even sadder story than the movie itself. It's her life story. But, you know, that shows the fantasy coming true. And, I mean, how often does that actually happen? And so helping your child develop the skills to cope with the new life is so important. And that takes a lot of time.
And it's their time schedule, not yours.
Yes,
and
exactly.
That's the thing that so many parents struggle with. I always talk about getting your kids interested in the things that you want to get them interested in. They may not like your interests, so you got to help them cultivate their own. The same thing applies to this whole dating thing. They may not be as ready as you are. So you need to at least adjust either your behavior or how you frame it, to quote you. And that's where if you can't figure it out, get counsel. If you can't afford therapy, go to a clergy. If you can't, you know, you're not connected with clergy and you can't afford therapy, just find a good friend. There's support groups. But
wonderful support groups.
You need outside feedback. We're not objective in the crisis of what I call the dark days of divorce. There's no objectivity. I mean, I was having sleepless nights. I lost I lost 20 some pounds during the early days of my separation. I lost my entire appetite. I would take my boys to school, Dr. Jennifer, and I would come back home and I would sit at the kitchen table and I would look at a bowl of cereal and I would say, eat it. You have to eat it. You have to eat it to survive, just to be there to help your boys. I had no appetite. So are you going to make rational decisions when you're in that frame of mind?
Of course not. And you have to be taking care of yourself because you're going through something. I mean, you're describing symptoms of depression.
Oh, God, yes. And that's what was going on with me,
for
sure.
It's very scary and isolating and overwhelming, especially if you became a single parent suddenly and it wasn't what you had chosen. It's something that was chosen by the other person. And you're overwhelmed with all the things that are going on. You need support. None of us can do this alone. We as a culture value independence so strongly. But I like the idea of interdependence, where we, you know, there are things that we do on our own, but there are things that we can rely on other people for comfortably. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful thing.
You know, I got to say something, Dr. Jennifer. We're out of time. But there's one thing I'm going to miss about this show going away more than anything, and that's you.
Oh my gosh, I just got teary-eyed.
You are so wonderful. We, you know, I joked with you over the last couple of years about writing columns about the things we talked about. Maybe, and I'm just going to put it out there publicly, maybe you and I can write some joint columns. I could start and we go back and forth. I could teach you how I do that. It's really fun. And maybe I can finally get you to write about all this brilliant stuff and all your lists that you've prepared for us.
I think it sounds like a beautiful idea. And I'm going to miss so much our weekly chats when the show goes off the air, really.
Well,
you're
in the meantime, tell
in
our
my
listeners
life.
Where they can find you, because we got to take a break.
I think I used to be on the parentingplayground.com, and
you'll
I used
be there
to be
again.
On Facebook, but I will be back, you know, after I rejoin the world.
Thank you, Dr. Jennifer. Give a hug to Jason and a kiss to Serena, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, beautiful.
Bye. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back.
Mr. in between.